Cue the music.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hey, all you Foul Monkeys fans, let me hear you clap your hands. Now that you got that beat, let me hear you stomp your feet. Now that you got that groove, let me hear your body move.
And that is the stylings of a one Ricky.
Oh, you guys, it's been a wonderful 5 weeks off I think we've had. Oh, it was so nice. Welcome everyone to Foul Monkeys.
Welcome.
We're listening to a podcast that is recorded out of the city of Chicago in the Rogers Park area.
Rogers
Park, also known as Bulletproof Vest zip code.
What? Quit making shit up.
Wouldn't that be funny on the city of Chicago? Like, you type in the area code and it tells you if you need a bulletproof vest or not.
I'm sure that exists somewhere in the interwebs.
Oh my God, you guys. We've been like living live for the past 5 or 6 weeks, enjoying our time off. We've had almost like the most amazing weather for December ever.
Yeah.
Until today.
Until yesterday and today.
You guys, in December, we had some days that were in the 60s.
I think Christmas
Day was warm too.
Yeah.
It was like in the 60s, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was, Christmas Eve was a little colder in the evening, but yeah, it was pretty warm on Christmas Day. I'm like, get with it. I hate that part of like the weather where it's like kind of warm but still chilly.
And you can't,
but you're like in
you
the
can't
middle
put your summer clothes away yet.
No, because you're like in the middle of fucking December and you're like, why is this happening right now?
Right.
It's like, this is summer for us. but your body's like, I need to just get cold already, because right, we got about 18 months of that to come.
Well, today is the first really cold snap we've had, and I think it's supposed to last a while. So winter has arrived.
It has. But you know what? I didn't think it was that cold. I mean, it's cold for sure, because it's what, in the teens at least.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But it's not
just
like,
as long as the wind's not blowing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I think it's cold if the wind isn't blowing.
But as soon as that wind goes,
ooh, girl, it's like, well, hello there, winter.
Tony and I haven't even gotten our parkas out yet. So
yeah, that goes to show you. Yeah, I mean, not that
Tony's old and Mexicano.
Not that you need the parkas, because I mean, God forbid you sweat little. Sorry, I'm eating a little bit of candy.
Actually, I don't even really need it, because now my car, because
you're fat.
What candy store did you go to?
The same one that we went to when we went to the outlet mall.
Then premium, then really nice outlet mall.
Mm-hmm. That we ended up getting, like, this cost me like $14, and it was up to here.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
But so fucking good. Right. Of course.
So how was your holiday, Roger?
It was good. I mean,
you know, we haven't talked to each other since then.
Right. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks. No, it's been good. I mean, it was good. I spent it with my family. And this is the first year, as you know, everybody knows, like, we didn't have a home. So to host our family. So we ended up going to my cousin's house. And it was probably the very first Christmas in a very long time that we actually had so much fun. It was like, we were dancing, we were listening to music, you know, eating tons of food. And it was like, very Mexican. Like, we didn't have turkey, we had ham, we had tamales, we had like pozole, we had frijoles, we had all kinds of shit.
Like,
it just was good. It was oh, I know you act like that shit.
You guys, I hate hominy, and what's the other soup with the guts in it?
Oh, menudo.
Yeah, I don't eat that either. Sorry.
Lo que te pierdes. What you're missing.
No.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Well, my Christmas was, oh my God, it was so wonderful, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I woke up at 9:30. Unfortunately, Tony had to work. So that kind of sucks. But
on Christmas Day or Christmas
Christmas
Eve?
Day.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. I didn't realize
Christmas
he actually
dinner,
worked.
We had dinner with Mark, listener first, friend second.
Yes.
We had dinner with
who, by the way, Jeffrey. Finally added me to Facebook.
Yay!
Just want to mention that because he, you know, we had a bit of a discussion through Ricky, of course.
Well, it really wasn't a discussion as much as, yeah, I guess it was. Whatever. But we had dinner with them. We had this awesome seafood dinner.
Oh, really?
Mark and Jeffrey. I think it was mostly Mark that made dinner. Mm-hmm. But we had lobster tails. We had scallops with pasta. We had shrimp. We had something else. Some kind of fish. I don't know what it was, though. I can't remember.
Okay.
But it was some kind of baked fish. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
That's interesting. I would have never thought to have like a seafood.
I think it's an Italian thing.
It sounds good, yummy. Like,
oh, it was delish.
Yeah, it sounds like it was delicious.
And so we sat and ate, and we drank wine. Oh my God, I drank way
like
too
Kool-Aid?
Much wine to be
like it was Kool-Aid.
Home.
Why are you drinking cheer wine this early in the morning?
Oh, this is my last can.
Wait, is that wine?
It's soda.
Okay, but what's It's just soda.
Yeah, but it's like it's hard to describe. It's like it's not cherry Coke. But it's not cherry soda. It's kind of a mix between. Do you want to taste it? I only have a little bit left.
I don't think I've ever in my life tasted that.
It's really good. I love it. You don't drink a lot of soda, so you don't really like.
Sorry, I had a lip balm on my, so just wipe it down. It kind of tastes like flat cherry 7-Up.
I don't know, because it's not citrusy.
Because you know how, like, I mean, I'm sure you've drank cherry 7-Up, yeah. Right? Like, it tastes like that. Like, like if it goes flat. Like, it also reminds me a little bit of Dr. Pepper. That's actually a good,
it's like a cherry 7-Up. Dr. Pepper, yes. But not really cherry Dr. Pepper. It's like,
well, because it's not as, like,
it's not so much cola.
Yeah.
It's really weird. You guys should try it. And you should send me some because we can only get it here like in specialty shops. And it's like $5 for like an 8-ounce
that's crazy.
Glass bottle. And I'm like, no.
You're like, no. Mm-mm. Not having
that. I came
that.
Home with 4 cases and it's gone already.
Oh, girl.
I came home with 4 cases on Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what? You should have your sister send you some.
It's really expensive to mail because I looked online to have some shipped to me. And I was like, it costs more to ship than the actual.
That's crazy.
Itself.
Why is it that everything costs so much
Why
more expensive?
Why is everything
to,
so
just
expensive
a fucking
ship?
I don't get that.
I hate it.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway, so how was your New Year's?
It was just I didn't finish Christmas. And
well,
I
neither did I, but we moved on. So let's
I got
go.
Up at 9:30. I took a nap at 1:30. I got up at 4:30.
Took a nap at 4:35.
We went to Tank Noodle for dinner. Busy as hell.
I'm sure.
And then we came home and we unwrapped gifts. Oh, no, that was Christmas Eve. Wait. No, Tank Noodle was Christmas Day. We unwrapped gifts the Christmas Eve since he wasn't going to be home.
Oh, my God. I want so, that.
That's totes cute.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and then New Year's, we hung out here, we made dinner, and we stayed up till 12 o'clock. It was around like 12 and like 20 seconds, and then we went to bed.
You're like, yay, happy New Year. Okay, bye.
We were CPC. Actually, I took my Ambien, and then I drank a few beers.
Girl, so, you is know. Dancing with the devil. Dancing with that devil.
I was dancing with the stars.
Yeah, I'm sure you fucking were. I actually, for New Year's, so my friend from Michigan came in out of town. And she took me out because she, you know, She doesn't get a chance to get away because she's got things that she takes care of with her family. And so she was like, I need a break. She's like, so I'm going to go down to Chicago and I'm going to, you know, like I'll take, we'll go to eat dinner. I'll take us there and, mm-hmm. you know, we can hang out downtown or whatever. And then we'll come back and we'll just like have a chill evening and we'll celebrate New Year's at your place. And I'm like, that's fine. I'm cool with it. So she,
because we don't what? Go out anywhere.
No.
Because it costs like what?
$1,000. Yeah. I mean, just in the evening for us, like, we went to Ruth's Chris and it was, I think, like almost $200 for both of us. And she paid. So that was really nice of her to do that for me. And it was amazing. Like she got in like around 11, maybe 10:30, 11. And we ended up going downtown and we just walked around. We went to Dylan's Candy, which is a famous California candy store and New York candy store. It's Ralph Lauren's daughter. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, is very good friends with Jen Jackson. So, like, we went into the store. We were going to get candy, but the fucking thing was, like, half a pound was, like, $7. I was like, no, thank you, ma'am. No. I was like, I have enough at home.
Jelly bean.
Oh, I mean, I've had a few.
That's going to be $13.
Right. I had a few. But, you know, like, for example.
Is it in the Ralph Lauren store?
No. It's a separate entity. Oh. But, like, for example, like, I'm pulling out, like, there's these butterflies that I'm showing Ricky. Like, I can't get these anywhere. Only how in special
Spanish, Mariposa.
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 And so some of the stuff you can't get, you have to get it at a candy store, right? And they're expensive because you have to buy them in bulk. So it no matter what, you're not going to spend a lot of money. But I had already bought a bulk bag, so I was like, I'm not spending another $7.
No, ma'am.
And the only reason why I wanted to get candy from there is because they had the little small. I love this fish, but I prefer the smaller ones because for some reason, like, I know it sounds really weird, but they pack them with more flavor than the bigger ones. So the little ones, and then you can
eat. The little ones are just as good.
Mm-hmm. And so.
And the sweetest fish too.
Right. The little ones are always packed with a lot of flavor. So I was going to buy me some, and then she told me, and then she was like, get the paint can because it's, I think it's like $14.99 or something for a paint can, which is like a quart. And you can stuff it with tons and tons because they don't weigh it. You just pay for the paint can. So whatever you can fit in there. Oh,
see, I can do that. Those gummy things, you could pack the shit
out of them. Right. So that's what she told me. So the next time I go down there, I'll do that.
Wait, the Ralph Lauren store here has a restaurant in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's its own restaurant. Like, it's just their restaurant or whatever. But mm-hmm. So we did that. And then we went to Ruth's Chris, and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. They had... So what her and I ended up getting were like the New Year's Eve specials.
It was a prefix.
Yeah, it was a prefix menu. Like you could choose. They gave you a choice, but that was all you could order from that. So both her and I ordered like a 6 ounce filet with 2 lobster tails. And then she got the mashed potatoes with garlic and I got the green chili mac and cheese. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't like mac and cheese. I hate it.
Excuse me, we don't take calls during the show.
I know, for real.
Oh, it's from an unknown number. What?
It's probably the Meyer calling me about my medicine.
Oh.
Anyway, so I don't like mac and cheese, period. I always think it's flavorless. And I don't understand why people are like, oh my God, it's so amazing. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it tastes like fucking wet noodles and wet cheese. Like, it's gross.
Then you've never had someone make it right. And the Southern way.
So anyway... this was the most amazing fucking mac and cheese I've ever had. Like, I could not get enough. Like, I wanted more.
Because it costs like $3 a noodle.
It was so... I don't know. Because it was like, it had... there was more of the sauce. Because it was kind of like a cheese sauce with the green chili. Mm-hmm. And it was so good that I could barely taste the noodle. Like... Because that's the problem that I have with mac and cheese. Like, almost any mac and cheese I've ever tasted, like, I feel like it's, I'm just, like, you know how when you taste noodles when you're cooking them, just to see if they're, like, cooked and you eat one without anything on it? That's what I feel like mac and cheese tastes like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you've never had it the right way.
So, and people all, my friend Jay from Glenview, he's a really good cook, and he has done mac and cheese, and I still don't think it's good, because it just, to me, that's what I taste like. And everybody else loves it.
Is he from here? For some reason, he makes me think he's a Southern boy. I don't know why.
Well, he's from Southern Indiana. He's from Evansville, which is
it's pretty
south.
Hey y'all.
Yeah. It's pretty much hee haw over there. Yeah. Anyway, so and it's fine. Like it's
not
tastes
that
good.
That's a bad thing.
No, no, no,
Jay,
no.
If you're listening.
But I was just like, oh my god, this is so amazing. I want the recipe. Too. Yeah. Yeah, oddly enough though, you're like
you could probably look online. Well, I'm a Southern boy who moved to Florida, which is not really Southern because that's a mix of everyone. Lost my accent. Every time I go home, my sister is like, oh, you're highfalutin now. You lost your accent and you put a napkin in your lap. What the fuck?
Right, because before you had a really deep accent, and then you
I
used
had a
your
big
shirt
old accent like this, and then I put a napkin right down in my shirt.
Or you just used your shirt.
If I had a shirt.
Right. Oh god, that's so awful. Anyway, so
now I'm a sophisticated Southern boy.
Exactly. So it was really, 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 really fucking good. I almost was, I know that the chef wouldn't have given me the recipe, but I was really tempted.
You probably look it up online.
I probably
bet
could.
Somebody has like,
oh my God, it was so good. Like I really wanted to order some to go because it was that fucking good.
Did you have a spot on your britches that was so good?
Yeah. I had like,
a lake.
I mean, it was so much food, but it wasn't filling. Like,
because it was so small.
No, no, the steak, I mean, 6 ounces, that's like about this big and it's about that thick. It was a good amount of food. And so, and you know, because you've been to Ruth's Chris, everything is served on a 500 degree plate. So everything is like always generally really cooked.
And everything's like a la carte. So you have to pay for everything separately.
Yes. But,
like, fuck.
The good thing with that is, though, that most of it comes in family style or like you can at least share two.
I don't like to share.
All right. Well, the green chili mac and cheese, you ain't going to want to share because it was so fucking good. But yeah, and then we just came home. We picked up some chips and dip just in case we got the urge to like munch on stuff. And we watched, the stupid.
You guys, we had Chicago Heads first. Quotation marks. New York style. New Year's Eve, and it was interesting.
It was, first of all, let me just tell you, they didn't even fucking do the countdown.
No, they had a countdown. It was on the actual star.
They didn't show the fucking countdown. Everywhere else in America, you see, you can count 10 and 9. Eight. No,
it's what like they 10 do, and 9 crowd.
Right, and then Happy New Year! It's like, you stupid motherfuckers. Like, the worst fucking... Whoever produced that is the worst producer and cameraman. They all need to be fired.
I think it'll be better next year.
I hope so.
I always wonder why, like, Chicago never had its, like, own New Year's thing.
Like New York?
Well, yeah, and, like, Key West.
There was a lot of people
down
there.
In Key West, they have a huge thing down there.
Yeah, but the ones that are more popular is the one from New York. Like, that's
like, the world's, like... Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But I like watching other countries celebrating their New Year's also.
It's very different from here.
It gives me chills just thinking about it.
It's very different than here.
At least there's one thing in this world that the whole fucking world could like get along and do the same thing. Except for probably North Korea. I don't know what the fuck they did. But
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's their nuclear program.
Could you imagine a spoiled ass 33-year-old like running the United States? Like that's going on over there. And he's like, everybody has to have the same haircut as me. Everybody has to have the same middle name. I'm like,
oh. Somehow I think that would happen.
And your name is like horrendous.
But isn't it you can't be president unless you're what, like 45 and above?
35, I think.
Is that
you have to be 35.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like in the smallest corner possible.
The biggest.
Oh, now she's just gonna step.
Oh.
I need you to move the shit out of my way because I want to get comfortable. Well, you can close it, lady.
We're talking about the dogs.
She's literally trying to fit her fat ass in the smallest corner of the couch where there's like a bunch of shit on there.
Oh my god, you guys.
Moving along.
So I became a lesbian.
Wait, before you tell your story about becoming a lesbian, send us in your info about like how you guys spent New Year's
New
and
Year's
your Christmas And maybe we'll read it on the air.
Yeah. We do have some emails we're going to go through after we
do all that.
After we talk about our lesbianism.
Y'all, she was a lesbian.
You guys, you know, Roger and I have been putting our toes in this, like, crafting, card making, paper crafting thing, right? So apparently when you do that, you get super fucking addicted.
Which you're way far ahead of the game than I am in regards to like the making the cards. I only have like the 10 that I have online. Well, that's not true. I have 12.
I don't think I have that much more than you online.
I mean, you got a motherfucking stack that's huge here.
Those are stamps. That's the cards. No, all those cards are online.
No, I know. That's a lot.
Okay, well, anyway, so, you know, and I only have so much room because, you know, I have a huge 975 square foot condo.
I have a huge, huge 100 square foot condo. Right.
So
I turn around and I can see Alaska.
Things were like starting to pile up. I had to like put them in places that it really shouldn't go, you know, so I was like, I can do this. I can be a lesbian. I can get some tools. And I can build a shelf.
So and when that was crossing his mind, and when that's crossing his mind, he sends me a text message. He's like, hey, I need to go pick up some stuff from IKEA. I want to go. And I'm like, yeah, sure. What are you going to get? Oh, some shelves. I was like, ooh, you going to put up a shelf or you going to have somebody do it? And he's like, no, he's like, we're going to do it. I'm like, oh, I'm getting wrapped into this bitch.
We were so hardcore lesbians that we like fucking bumped uglies so hard. We were so lesbian.
Well, first of all,
Roger showed up in a baseball cap.
Right. Which I did today, too.
Underwear.
Right. Because apparently we were in underwears. I don't know if that was a part of it, but...
Well, as we built the shelf, and the happier we got, the more we finger banged each other.
Ew.
And now my hammer's red.
Anyway, moving along.
So, you guys, I did pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow him on Facebook, he posted pictures and on Instagram, and it looks really good. I mean, he's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And I'm like, oh, you're going to be fine. I'm like, I'm literally telling him it's super easy. I've done it before in the past. I'm like, it's super easy. You're going to be like, once you're done, you're going to be like, wow, that was really simple. I'm like, the only thing that's probably the most complicated is the framing. So like to get, you know, measurements and all that shit, that's the most complicated
part. We're not good at that.
Because numbers, fractions, I don't even go there. I mean, I don't. It's like languages to me that right. I don't know. And I'm still having. I tell Ricky that when I'm making cards, I literally eyeball it. So if I cut a card, I'm like, okay, does this look straight? I'm like, oh yeah, it does. Okay, good. So then I like literally cut the paper to kind of like, you know, I will tell you though, the little frames that we got from like the packages that we bought or whatever.
The stitch one
and all that totally helps. Cause then it like gives you a little guide as to like, okay, I use this one. I can use the smaller one if I want something to go inside. So yeah, but as soon as I was like, oh, yeah, you'll be able to do it. I have faith. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do it.
I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm at IKEA. I have nervous poops. I'm like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
So we pick up all the stuff.
All the stuff.
And it will. First of all, it took us like at least about an hour to figure out the sizing of the shelves. And then.
Yeah. And God forbid. You know, IKEA is like the fucking Apple store usually. There's more employees than there are people.
Ugh.
And then that day, we happened to have the rude-ass fucking queen who didn't want to help anybody because he was busy.
I was, you know, I told Ricky, I was like, I don't think he was really, like, he didn't necessarily come off as rude, but he was kind of rude. Like, it was weird because it was like he wasn't necessarily rude to us, per se, but... His response.
He was tired of people.
You could tell it was a long weekend for him. He was like, he had about enough. I was like, I see where you're going with that rudeness.
And then he was like, oh, you damn fucking two
fags
that don't know how to do math.
Oh my God. When we first went up to him and Ricky's like explaining it to him, it's like, those, and it was almost kind of condescending.
Yeah.
Those over there are 21 by 5, and these over here are 30 by 30, whatever. Like, I'm like, and I'm sitting there going, you are about 2.5 seconds away from me actually stepping in and fucking ripping your face off. And then he kind of chilled out a little bit because I think he must have sensed that I was like, why are you being rude?
Well, because this is a thing that Roger does. Because I am a person that I'm like, go with the flow, ask a question. If they're not answering my question, I will say it again. And then if they're still not answering the question, Roger the pit bull jumps in and said, and then the person's scared and then I'm nervous and want to go home.
I just, you know what? And this is something that my therapist and I are working on. We've been working on it for the last 4 years, but I do not have a tolerance. I have zero tolerance for people who are stupid or incompetent or like just are like just rude. I don't have time for that. So,
well, he had like no emotion as he was giving the information to us. So it was like,
so it came out rude.
This is the, and I'm like, okay, but if I do this, how does this work out? And he really wasn't listening to me trying as I was explaining to him what I wanted, because pretty much I just wanted what was on the fucking wall. I needed him to tell me what parts are these.
Right.
So I could get them.
Right. Because you and I had sort of decided, okay, this is the length of the ones that you're going to need. We kind of decided as to how many we needed. And as we're looking at it, we're like, oh, this is perfect because this is what I want. This is exactly the size because it kind of fit your measurements once you found out how tall the wall was. And he was just like, it was almost kind of condescending, but as a matter of fact, like, and I'm sitting there and I'm kind of pacing back and forth because I'm like, oh my God, he's fucking driving me crazy with his responses. And then Ricky came out and he had his answer. And I was like,
kind of.
Right. And then he walked away. And then as soon as Ricky came back, I was like, he was kind of rude, wasn't he? A little bit. Right. And he was like, I can't decipher. He's like, I think he was. I'm like, he was a little condescending, wasn't he, when he responded to you? And he's like, I think Ricky started to get nervous. Cause
right. Like, I was like, oh, God.
I just can't. I can't deal with people like that. I cannot.
And then when I went back to him a second time. With
I wasn't even there.
Yeah, I didn't even take Roger. I was like, you just stay right here. I'll be right back. Because I had to go over and fucking BFE to find somebody to help me. I'm like,
and it was the same kid, right?
The store is huge. Why don't you have like 10 people in each section?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet if I was going in and building a new fucking kitchen, someone would be right there.
Oh my God, all up your ass.
Yeah.
Do you want knobs? We got knobs. I mean, it's like...
It's in the area where, like where all the fucking kids are. No, I don't need an African American baby right now. What I fucking need is 10 goddamn shelves, and I need somebody to help me.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think with those people, because I feel like this is what always happens in IKEA, is with the exception of the kitchen stuff, like they're not like their workers there, like they're not really trained properly. Like,
they're not people that can help you build something in a room.
Exactly.
They're not contractors.
No. And that's, I think that's not necessarily our mistake, but we're foolish to think that that's what they're going to help us with.
Right.
But then you do find like one or two gems where they're like, oh yeah, you know, I know how to,
yeah.
And you know, and this is beside the point. He did know what he was talking about. Cause he did, once he said, if you're going to do this, you want to use this size or you can use these smaller ones.
And then show me where they are. He was just telling me, use this, using this, and this. Well, yeah. Can you tell me where it is? Because there's nothing in this room, in this area that to build the shelf with.
No, because so, and why was the shelf? Okay, the other thing that was confusing is the shelves were in one area, and then the brackets were all in the other area.
Yeah,
and the baskets were behind the brackets, and I'm like, why is everything?
The containers were in a completely different.
Like it was in downstairs, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we weren't. It was on the second floor, but actually, the ones that I wanted was on the third floor. I was like, fuck that, I'm not going back up there.
Oh my God. It was just like, why are they like, there's, I don't know. I guess maybe like the stuff doesn't make sense now that I kind of think about it. Like, why do they like, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, why do they have bedding? I mean, I get it. Cause it's like bedding and closet. Like usually those two go together, but why do they have than cabinets and kitchen shit and
couches.
And couches. It's like, how does that fucking make sense? I'm like, what? Anyway.
All right, so we built some shelves.
Yes.
And it looks amazing, and I love it. And my life has been so much better organized.
Yes, it's really nice. Oh, my gosh. And he did such a good job, with the exception of one bracket.
Things. But we fixed it.
Yes.
And we had it done before Tony got home, because yes. Tony was like, yeah, right. Okay. I hope we have a wall when I get
there. Well, I will have to say, this is very similar to the experience that we had with hanging your TV the last time. Mm-hmm. Like, no one thought we could do it, and we did it, and it was a smidge on the crooked side.
So that's why I paid for somebody to come do it this time, which looks amazing.
Yeah,
on both walls.
Mm-hmm.
They were happy that I called them back, because I did I bought this TV on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and you know that Amazon does this, you know, ad service for whatever.
Right.
So it's like hugely discounted.
Oh, and, that's good.
Like, well, for the person buying, but it's not good for the business. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably because it's a startup business. Because I would think
they've been doing it for a while. It's just that
probably generates a lot of business.
Right. So. This time I called them, but I wasn't associated with Amazon. And, you know, I paid a little extra, but I kind of felt better because it was a local company. And, you know,
and they're the same ones that did this one, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
And they were fucking awesome. Like, they came out here, they put the TV on the wall, and then they took my Apple TV and my Roku, and they attached it to the frames in the back so I don't have to see it. Everything's plugged up to the back here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's no wires coming from the wall.
Right.
I mean, they were like really super cool. Good. And they showed me how to use the TV and how to sign on to it and everything.
Oh, nice.
So it's not just they're putting the TV up. They teach you how to use the TV, the remote. They tell you if you want a sound bar, this is what you do. And so they're pretty cool.
You'll have to send me the information, because their card or whatever.
Their magnet on my thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think I want to hang up my TV, not necessarily where I'm living at right now, but eventually, wherever we decide to move to, I want to hang up my TV in my bedroom, because it'll save space. Because I know, like, I mean, you know how big my room is. I'm not going to find a place that has a room that big.
That's like an apartment.
It literally is like an apartment.
Can you talk a little bit while I get some water?
Uh-huh.
Actually, do you want to maybe...
Read an email?
Yeah, we got an email from Graham Debs. And I also want to say thank you to Graham Debs for sending us a little money in the PayPal account.
Yes.
That was amazing, because we used it for the services that we're providing you.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let me get there. I think her email's the first one. Okay. So she sent back on December. Did we read the one from December 14th? That's the one. So she said, "Hi, Ricky and Roger. Just listened to your last show of the year and was laughing out loud again. I'm hesitant to write to you very often because your listeners are so funny and clever, and I feel it's too much for me to come up with, something as good. So I just don't write. But I saw this card online and it made me think of you. I was too cheap to buy it, but instead." We'll get some mistletoe for myself and send a little cash to your PayPal, which is so sweet.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a season's greeting, and it's an older woman in bed reading, and her husband's doing a headstand with holding a mistletoe by his heels. And she says, "Forget it, Frank. I'm not falling for that again." And then the second picture is... And the second picture, they do the front side of him, and it looks like a face, because his, you know, his dick is laying towards his belly button, and his balls are kind of hanging on the side, and there's a little sign that says, "Kiss my nose." have a lovely holidays, and love from Graham Debs. That was the email. And then she...
Thank you, Graham Debs. And then I asked for her address, and she gave it to us so we could send her a card. I hope you got it, Graham Debs.
Yes. Didn't she send us another one?
I don't think so.
No, I think that was it.
All right, I'll read the next one. This was from, I know we're not supposed to say her name. Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi Julie.
So Gigi Julie says, hi, Roger and Ricky. I was thankful for you both at Thanksgiving, but never managed to take the steps to let you know. Well, here it is, Christmas, and I'm still thankful for you. Yes, you may choke on my coffee. Wait, yes, you make me...
Oh, I have a seizure. What's going on?
Yes, you make me choke on my coffee, drop my jaw, shake my head, and I'm thankful for that. But what touches me the most is your open-hearted welcome to, as you say, retired lady listeners.
RLL girls.
You can call us the Graham Grams who love Ricky and Roger, or the Gigglers, the GGLRRS. Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
We love the Gigglers.
That's truly what we do. Merry Christmas. So yes. Then we responded with her emails back to her.
And then she responded again, didn't she?
No, she sent another email to us.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read it or you read it?
Oh, I'll read it. It says, hi, Ricky and hi, Roger and Ricky. Hope 2016 is a joyful one for you both. Keep doing what you do and tell us all the naughty, hilarious details. You light up my life. And I have sunk to a new low, stealing lines from Debbie Bone.
Boone.
Julie. Yes, 2016 is a year of...
Girl, it's going to be the year of...
Everything.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
yes.
The year of yes. Which
is
really
year
because
of
the last
yes.
half of 2015 was yes.
Yeah, yes.
But
yes.
2016 is going to be yes. More A, less S.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do have a voicemail from.
Do you want to do it or?
From Lala. You right. can. You already have your stuff out, right?
Yeah. I mean. Kind of. All right, let's see.
He's going to pull out the voicemail. And so the voicemail is from Lala from Indiana.
Yes, and it says, I thought you'd want to know, Lala.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is Lala from Pawnee, Indiana, and I have a period update for you. There's been a recent development in period technology, and because I know it's your favorite
This episode is sponsored by Lala.
Right.
Periods... that you need to think about.
Right.
Next, I thought I would share it with your listeners. The product is called Thinx, T-H-I-N-X, and it's simply underwear designed for usage during your period. Here's how it works. The underwear is made with three patented layers. The first is moisture wicking. The second is antimicrobial, and the third is absorbent. They have multiple styles available, and each one is designed to hold a certain amount of blood. I was curious about this product, so I decided to try them for myself. At first, I thought it'd be weird to do nothing other than wear underwear, which I would have been doing anyway. But they don't feel any different than a regular pair of underwear. And once you've worn them for the day, you just have to rinse them out, wash them on the dental cycle, and hang them up to dry. They're a bit on the pricey side, about $30 on average per pair, but the company does offer a discount if you choose to buy more than one pair. How do they work? They're fucking awesome! They're like the best thing that ever happened to my vagina. Like, seriously, I was skeptical when I put them on, but they're great, and I plan on ordering more. Period underwear. Who would have thought? And that's the news. Period.
Well, you guys, you know, one thing that we really talk
we're
about
versed
all the time.
On.
We're, mm-hmm. I mean, we are experts at a few things here.
Yeah.
We're experts at dicks.
Poop.
Balls. Poop. And periods.
And periods. And oddly
periods
enough.
Periods might be last, but that's where they belong at the end.
Period.
I can't imagine washing the same underwear every day, though. Like, that seems like a lot of water waste, right?
Well, no, you don't get your period every day.
But you have it for about 5 days, right?
I think it starts off small and then it gets heavy.
I thought we were experts.
No.
Or is it different for everyone?
It's different for everyone. I mean,
some
have
a heavy flow.
And wide set vaginas.
And a wide set vagina.
But, I mean, like, I'd like to know who you're fucking.
Yes, please let us know.
Yeah. I'd want to get with that for a little bit.
But would you want a wide set butthole?
No, well, wouldn't it? That's a prolapse.
No, that's a falling out wide set butthole. Oh.
That just that evokes
that Joseph just... from New York. Sent me a text message, and because I had tweeted, "Oh, entertain me," He sent me a text message of a girl holding up her butthole, holding up in her butthole, which was like as big as this glass. And a guy was putting a putt-putt ball inside of it. Like he had, she was a putt-putt, like the actual amusement at a putt-putt
like
park.
Like croquet or cricket?
No, it
or...
was like a putt-putt. And I was like, I'm eating.
I'm eating. How dare you send me that picture of vagina?
Let me forward it to Roger.
Thank you so much.
And you know, Joe in Dallas has been curating our porn like crazy. Oh my God. Love.
I can't with some of the porn that he sends because some of it is really disgusting.
It's not disgusting as so much. No. Like,
not disgusting in like, you know, he's sending us fisting videos or shit. It's just. Like, I don't need to
like
see
Mexican,
a guy.
Mexican, you don't like that, do you?
I don't like to see, like, loads and loads and loads and loads of cum on someone's face. I don't like that. It's just so disgusting.
Well, yeah.
Because then it's kind of like, it starts to look like snot. Oh, my God. But, have you seen any?
Please don't say anything. It's going to make me gag.
No. Have you seen or heard about the chef who uses sperm.
No. Oh, okay.
Who uses sperm as an ingredient. Oh my God. It's called spermology. Oh my God.
There's like a book cookbook, I think.
Mm-hmm. Where you can use semen.
I think it's kind of stupid.
So I saw one of the videos where he does, I think he does like a, not cognac, but like bourbon. With like, it's kind of like a bourbon mojito.
Oh,
with
like God, his, no. With like
his, no, no. And then he decides to put a little sugar in his sperm.
No.
He whisks it and then he drops it. He like takes a little cup and goes, bloop. And he goes, so good. This is before he dropped the sperm in the fucking cup.
No one likes cold cum. It's disgusting.
I mean, why would... I mean, I hope that person's still alive when it's coming out cold.
Because if you're putting it in a drink... Oh, is it a hot drink?
No.
Still, that's disgusting.
He whisks it so that it becomes...
like eggs? Like foamy? No! That is not right. If Jesus wanted sperm whisked, our dicks would be whisks.
Ew, can you imagine if it came out foamy?
I've seen it.
Stop.
I've seen it with air bubbles in it, which I think is unhealthy, but I think this person was a meth head. Maybe. I don't know.
Sure. No, I think that's because of the way their head is, like, as it's coming out. It creates bubbles.
Whatever. I was like, no.
And should I? No.
You know what? I'm just not into air right now.
I'm not into breathing.
Breathing makes you fat. Speaking of breathing fat, people.
Is it breathing / fat people or breathing fat people? God, that is a funny statement.
You guys, I finally got my CPAP machine.
Breathing, comma, fat people. No, it's breathing fat people. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So last night I used it. It was my first time. It was interesting. I woke up several times, pulled the mask off because I was like, what the fuck's on my face?
And then instead you were pulling on Tony's junk.
On my face. Get on my face.
He's like, ow, puppy.
It was interesting because the whole concept of the machine is it's forcing air into your lungs when you're sleeping. And... so when you open your mouth, like, you can't talk with it.
No.
Because you sound like Darth Vader. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's
like Darth Vader.
I know when I first woke up and my mouth was open. That's how I woke up because it, like, scares you because it's loud. I looked down at Ivy. She was like.
love?
Although the machine is super quiet, just as long as you have your mouth closed. But you guys, I pulled, like, last night, it was interesting. It's something I'll have to get used to. But I did, when I woke up, I was like, oh, I feel a lot better. And I actually, like, fell asleep. Like, when I woke up, I took off the mask for a few minutes just so that I could, like, get used to it. And then I put it back on and fell asleep right away. So, and the good thing about this machine is that it's not the full force all at one time. So it gradually builds up the force. So once the full force is on, once I have the full force within me, I'm asleep. And I don't know how, when I'm asleep, I don't know I have the force until I open my mouth.
Well, I remember that mine had, like I was telling you, it's not gradual, but it started at you had your base, your baseline. And as you started to fall asleep, it would increase depending on how deep you were breathing. So like as you were, you know, as you were trying to.
It may do that. I just know the maximum is 11.
Of 11, yeah. I think mine was like some 8 people have or something. 20. Yeah, I think mine was like 8 or something or less than that. Mm-hmm. A little bit less than that. But yeah,
it's a weird feeling. Like
it is. When I'll tell you what it feels like. It maybe you can tell me if you felt the same way. I feel like it's when you have it on and you're trying to breathe through your mouth. Cause I don't know if you're, I'm at night, I'm a mouth breather. I'm not a nose breather because I have stuff with my sinuses. So it's easier for me to breathe through my mouth. But when you're a mouth breather, it literally, you cannot take a full breath. Like, right. You can't do that. It literally, it feels like you're going to suffocate because it stops the nose, the air, but it creates this like suction effect. So it's like, and then you can't breathe.
Well, mine doesn't do that because it doesn't cover my mouth. So it only stays on mine.
No, mine did that with the nose because I had the nose one, just the nose. Mm-hmm. I tried the nose one and it does the same thing.
One thing that I noticed, and it gives pressure on my ears and eyes like I am on a plane. Like, you know how you get up finally and before your ears pop, you kind of feel like that pressure. Mm-hmm. I kind of wake up with that. It goes away, but it was interesting. And it has like a heated humidifier. And I'm going to shirk out today. I know it.
Don't fucking say that. Oh my God.
It's not in the middle of Costco and I don't shit all over myself.
I hope it's not when I'm around.
Go! Go!
I'm going to be like, stop being dead weight. Like, get up.
Stop shaking. You are so embarrassing. Why are you twerking on the floor?
Girl, you looking like Janet Reno. What's going on?
So, yeah, I'll get used to it. And I did woke up a little refreshed. But they're like, anytime you go to sleep, you need to use this machine. Like, even if you're taking a 30-minute nap, use the machine. Mm-hmm. Because apparently the insurance company needs at least 4 hours a day to show that you're using it for 90 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so... But everything's like wireless. Like everything goes to my doctor wirelessly. Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
It is. It's a very interesting thing. I actually do want to get it. So segue into, went to my doctor and I got, remember, I know I told you, but so just in case you listeners don't know, I've been suffering from sinus issues for a very long time. And I finally was like, I need to do something about it because I was having a headache like almost every day for like 2 weeks, and I was having sinus issues, and I'm still having them today. They're not necessarily gone, but they're a little bit more managed. So anyway, so the doctor finally saw me, an ear, nose and throat doctor, and he has said that, you know, he wants to see a CT scan because he really can't assess what's really going on unless he sees what's going on in my sinus cavities. And so I was like, oh, fine, I'll finally submit to one. So I go get one and I go get my results and he shows me the pictures. And the first thing that he says, he comes out of his mouth was like this. He's like, you know, this is like a chop scale of how your face is, mm-hmm. but going frontward. Right. So like this is the tip of your nose. This is the inside and it goes all the way back. I'm like, yes, I know how a CT scan.
They do that with eyes too now.
Yeah, it's really strange. I mean, I've known that because I used to work at an MRI place, so I kind of know that. So I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, so we're going to do that. So he's like, okay. He's like, I'm looking at your nose. He's like, beautiful. Your nose is beautiful. He's like, your cavities are beautiful. And I was like, thank you. I clean them every day. I was like, oh, we're talking about my sinuses. And then
not your receptacles.
Right, exactly. So then he's like, oh, you know, he's like, you have really, everything looks really good. Then he sees this, like, I guess we have this, like, tissue slash, like, really soft bone almost. Excuse me. I think it's more of a tissue, but it's like soft bone, and it's in the shape of like a shell, kind of. And so he's like, you see how this one, it looks really nice and thin, very normal. Like, and I was like, uh-huh. And he's like, and then he shows me the other one. That motherfucker was so fat. He's like, this is the reason, this is your problem. He's like, this is the reason why you're having all that pressure in the front of your nose. He's like, because it's just too large. And he's like, and the, I guess the passage between the bridge of my nose and my sinuses, it's too tight. And so there's like,
you know what helps with that?
What?
Cocaine.
Right, right.
Ask Stevie Nicks.
Right. Because I could burn and a fucking hole in my nose. Yeah. So I'll be like, and so, you know, he's like, the only way that we can fix this is by having surgery. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's the, that will alleviate your problem. He's like, that doesn't fix it permanently, but it alleviates it for a very long time. He's like, you know, it could come back, but all, because, you know, of course I was like, okay, so what's your rate of like basic return? Like, what, you know, have the patients that you have done this on, like, what has been their success?
They died.
Right. So he's like, you know, not one has come back and said, this was the biggest mistake I've made, you know, but be as a result of that, they end up finding out that they have other issues that are non-related to that. Right. Because, you know, everything's all fucking connected. So he's like, what we could do is we can go, I can go in there, and he's like, I'll cut it down, I'll shave it down, make it thin so that it's like the other one. And he's like, but if your headache still exists afterwards, he's like, then that you're gonna have to see a neurologist, because then that's something
you
that
have a tumor.
Right. So then I was like,
oh, it's not fuck. A tumor.
I was like, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, great. Now you just put something in my head about neurology, and I'm gonna think I'm fucking dying in 2 days. Like, it was just, it was so, you know, needless to say. What we decided to do was, I was going to try this medication that he put me on to kind of decrease the swelling and see if that'll make it go, you know, kind of down for a little bit and see how that works. But 9 times out of 10, I'm more than likely going to have surgery.
Girl, you take a lot of medication.
I only take, I take metformin. I only take 3. That's all I take. My yeah, Synthroid, my metformin.
And then you
my,
have all those vitamins and stuff you take too.
Well, the vitamins I do take, but that is a lot.
Can't you just take a multivitamin?
No, because it doesn't have everything as high as I need it to be. The important things. But when you have...
Every time I look at your pill thing, I'm like...
Oh. I'm a good swallower.
Yeah, you are. So we're going to wrap this up.
Wait, before we wrap up, we did... just so you guys know, we did set up the Patreon account.
Oh.
I haven't gone back to look at, kind of divulge, really sort of dive into the whole thing about
the ideas.
The basics of how it works, I understand. So it's just a matter of what Ricky and I want to come up with as an incentive, mm-hmm. incentives, and what we really want to, how do we want to dissect what we want, you know, goals to attain. Mm-hmm. So we will discuss that within the next couple of days or so, but we do have one up. It looks like it's something that's really cool. It's very easy. It's, you know, I mean, a lot of podcasters are doing it. Mm-hmm.
It's probably more a dedicated time, which we probably need to do, but it's hard because we live, you guys, we only live like 5 miles away from each other, but it's literally 50 minutes of driving.
It is far.
But I do want to say thank you to everyone that sent us Christmas cards.
Yes, thank you so much. That was so sweet.
If you sent us one, I sent you one back. If you sent one to us and you didn't receive one back, it's because we didn't receive
your card. Yeah.
So just if you did send us one, I'll be more than happy to send you one out. I mean, it may not, maybe it'll be Happy New Year or something and stuff, mm-hmm. but thank you very much for that. We really appreciate it. What else we have? That's about it, right?
No, I mean,
we were like going to do one show today because we want to ease you into getting back used to us because I know it's hard. It's kind of like, you know, meth.
There's a lot of withdrawal happening. What time are we at? Are we at an hour? We're
almost. We have 5 minutes.
Okay. I was going to say we should talk about like making a murder and making a murderer.
Let's do that on the next show. Let's give people a little more time to watch it because it's only been out for like a month, right?
Oh my God, I've been watched it in one day.
We watched it in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's so good, you guys.
But I have right to now, go back.
We'll just talk about it. Go watch Making of a Murderer on Netflix. It's their first season of it. Apparently, there's going to be several seasons of
the show. Yes, because it's a 10. They recorded. Well, is it just going to be the same case?
I don't know if it's going to be the same case. It's going to be something like that. So, like, this guy's case.
You know what? That's, I think, the mistake that Serial did. Because I'm listening to the second season of Serial, I'm sure, as you are. Yeah. Which is...
It's not so bad.
It's compelling because it's... I think it's something... If you guys are not listening to the second season of Serial, you need to listen to it because it's a very different story.
It's current. Like, and it's current. Things are happening now.
And which is what I think they're trying to do is that they're trying to create story. They're trying to get stories that are in the now so that they're like kind of following almost up to date, like almost as a live sort of storytelling. But I think that was one of the things that they sort of missed with how to make a murderer is going to continue on and taking on cases that are sort of crime kind of. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Sarah Koenig is trying to do, you know, still follow a story that's compelling. But this one is definitely not like
it's totally Adnan. Different.
It's totally different.
It's really fucked up. But go watch it. You have a whole week to watch it. We're going to talk about it next week.
Yes. It's really good, but it's very similar to Adnan and how that has sort of snowballed into this huge, like.
Yeah, but this is the thing with Adnan. Well, no, we can't talk about it because then that tells what Making a Murder is. Just go watch it. It's kind of like a reality show that's been filmed for 10 years.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And they started in college, didn't they? Like that's so. Yeah. If you read on the documentarians, is that right? Documentarian. Yeah. The people, the producers and the writers or whatever, like they're the ones they started this project. They took this project on when they were in college, from what I remember.
Because they're attorneys.
Yeah, and so like, and now you know they filmed this entire story over 10 years, and so they have tons and tons and tons and tons of footage and information. You know, because not to get too into it, but they were being criticized because they left supposedly things out, right? Mm-hmm. Anyone who doesn't think the story is not how they want it to be seen is going to think, oh, you left shit out.
Right.
But go read on them. Go look up the show. Watch it. It's very it's really compelling good. And very good. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys.
This is a good first show. Listening.
I know, right? Of the year of 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe it'll be the year of yes. So barely.
How about we just go back to the year of yes? No,
we say it so just someone can barely hear you, and they're like, "What?" And you're like,
"Yes."
All right, we missed you guys. We're glad to be back, and we will talk to you next week.
Deuces.
Bye.